Imagine opening your closet door and feeling a surge of joy rather than dread. This is the promise of Marie Kondo's KonMari method, which has sparked a global tidying revolution with over 10 million books sold worldwide. What makes this approach so powerful isn't just its organizational advice, it's the profound philosophy connecting our physical spaces to our emotional well-being. The KonMari method isn't merely about cleaning, it's about living with intention and joy. Through a process that feels more like a personal journey than a chore, you'll discover that tidying isn't the goal, but the means to a more purposeful existence. When your surroundings contain only items that spark joy, your mind clears, your priorities sharpen, and your authentic self emerges from beneath the clutter that has been weighing you down. We've all experienced it, spending an entire weekend organizing only to find our homes cluttered again within days. This frustrating cycle isn't your fault. It stems from fundamental misconceptions about tidying. Traditional cleaning advice focuses on doing a little each day, tackling one room at a time, or gradually eliminating possessions. These approaches seem logical, but are precisely why most people never achieve lasting order. When we clean bit by bit, we never experience the dramatic shift in mindset necessary for maintaining order. It's like trying to lose weight by cutting just one calorie per day. The KonMari method revolves around one question: does this spark joy? This transforms tidying from a task into self-discovery. When holding an item, your body responds physically, an uplift in energy, delight, or heaviness. One person described it as like your body is rising up to meet the object, almost like it's drawn to it magnetically. The joy criterion is personal. A worn college t-shirt might spark joy while a designer piece might not. This eliminates guilt-inducing shoulds about keeping gifts or wearing expensive items. Practice first with clothing, as our relationship with clothes is simpler. Hold each piece to notice your body's response and calibrate your joy sensor. This approach shifts from "what should I throw away?" to "what should I keep?" transforming the process from negative elimination to positive life design. Tidying forces us to confront what our possessions represent, from dresses bought for an imagined future to unread books of unfulfilled aspirations. Kondo identifies two main emotional barriers: attachment to the past and fear of future scarcity. She suggests thanking items before discarding them, which helps address the guilt of parting with gifts or sentimental objects. A simple, "thank you for teaching me this style doesn't suit me," acknowledges the item's role in your life. The process often reveals deeper truths. Hotel toiletries might reflect childhood financial insecurity, while an overflowing bookshelf could represent books kept to impress others. Most importantly, discarding helps us understand that meaningful memories live within us, not our possessions, enabling us to live more fully in the present. The tidying sequence progresses from least to most emotionally charged items: clothing, books, papers, miscellaneous items, and sentimental objects, building decision-making skills along the way. Clothing comes first because it's straightforward. We know what we wear and what we don't. Seeing everything at once creates impact. One woman discovered she owned 146 shirts when viewing her entire collection. Books follow with their intellectual but lesser emotional weight. Many keep books they feel they should read. A literature professor found only 300 of her 2,000 books sparked joy. The rest were merely obligations. Papers require pragmatism. While few spark joy, some are necessary. The solution? Discard most items and organize the remainder into three folders: pending items, important documents, and temporary papers. Miscellaneous items like kitchen tools and electronics come next when you're better equipped to make decisive choices about everyday items. Sentimental items come last when your decision-making abilities are strongest. Choices about photographs and mementos that would have been overwhelming initially now feel natural and liberating. The KonMari method transforms cluttered spaces into peaceful sanctuaries where every object has purpose and place. Most people discard 30 to 70% of their possessions, with clients often reporting their homes feeling twice as large. One described it as being able to breathe fully for the first time in years. The transformation continues through intentional placement, with every item having a designated home. This eliminates searching and visual chaos, with essential items living in consistent spots and storage optimized for visibility and access. Storage solutions remain simple, using existing items like shoeboxes as dividers. Vertical storage, standing items upright rather than stacking, ensures easy access without disturbing other items. When reduced to only joy-sparking possessions, your personal aesthetic naturally emerges. Previously hidden preferences in colors, textures, and styles become apparent, creating a space that truly reflects you. The most profound impact isn't the transformation of physical space, but how it changes lives. Relationships flourish, career opportunities emerge, and dormant dreams reawaken, all logical consequences of aligning your environment with your true self. Physical health often improves naturally. When your home contains only joy-sparking items, this mindset extends to self-care. One woman found herself drawn to healthier foods after tidying, while another's chronic insomnia improved in her newly peaceful bedroom. Relationships transform as people become more discerning about their social connections. Many naturally distance themselves from draining relationships while deepening bonds with those who spark joy. Career changes can be dramatic. The skill of making joy-based decisions about objects transfers to professional choices, like the corporate lawyer who discovered her passion for cooking through her cookbook collection and opened a successful catering business. Financial habits improve too. After confronting wasteful purchases during discarding, many become more intentional consumers. One person saved over $4,000 in the year following her tidying festival by focusing on what truly brought joy. The true magic of tidying lies in revealing your authentic self through profound self-discovery. It begins with a simple question: what kind of life do you want to live? This vision guides all tidying decisions. One person discovered her desire for an entertaining space once she cleared her cluttered dining table. As you sort through categories, patterns emerge, revealing genuine preferences and values. Joy-sparking books might unveil forgotten passions, while favorite clothes can highlight missing qualities in your life. Many discover they've kept items solely from obligation, unwanted gifts, or abandoned hobby supplies. Releasing these creates space for authentic growth. A shift occurs from scarcity to abundance mindset when you realize how many possessions don't serve your happiness. As one person noted, "I know what brings me joy, and that's enough." Creating a home filled only with joy-sparking items becomes your sanctuary, developing the confidence to choose joy in all aspects of life. Your tidying journey transforms into creating a life that reflects who you truly are.